Good afternoon, HPPR listeners. This is Andrea Elise coming to you from Amarillo, Texas. Today, we'll talk about Simon Pareipupart's biography, Trash. We've all heard adages like, quote, one man's trash is another man's treasure, quote, or someone is trash-talking another person, or even that something is, quote, a load of garbage, end quote. There are many other metaphors for trash. One that comes to mind at this moment is simply, quote, the trash heap of history, end quote. Simon is a French-Canadian who lives primarily in Montreal, Quebec. He put himself through college and earned degrees in sociology and business while working as a journalist and social worker. The schoolwork alone sounds arduous, but here is a man who does all of that and works as a garbage man. At a young age, children can be captivated by jobs that seem to require strength and visibility. Even my husband, at 3 years old, aspired to be a garbage man. Once socialization crawls in, though, the awe can turn to awful. How could we imagine anyone becoming addicted to running around hauling huge trash bags and plastic, even metal, containers all day? And why would we think that the faster is the better? Apparently, there's an entire subculture that includes the various types of individuals who are drawn to garbage, and there's a popularity hierarchy within that culture. Sometimes the fastest person is the most popular. One fellow whom Simon describes as very popular lives simply and is an alcoholic. His co-workers love and accept him for his speed in doing his garbage man tasks. Simon makes what I consider a profound statement regarding the co-worker when he writes, quote, sometimes keeping your mouth shut is an elegant way of loving someone, end quote. Isn't that a beautiful and noble idea? Maybe I'm alone in thinking of it as such, but I was astounded when I read that sentence. Garbage men are so under the radar of any societal acclaim that hardly anyone acknowledges their lives. The positive of that anonymity is that the expectation of rehabilitation of any kind does not exist. They have a community, which Simon calls a brotherhood of trash. Even recyclables are really illusions that the planet is safe. The privileged are allowed to get rid of their waste. Those not well healed inherit it. In the author's mind, garbage men are somewhere in the middle. That being said, Simon finds his work thrilling. He thrives on the idea that almost anything can be used by someone. What does it say about a society that seems to treat their discarded items and the people who handle them as part of the same landscape of undesirability? Think about that the next time you take out your trash. This is Andrea Elise for the High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.